This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Feels like I'm in the North Pole. I was thinking about that for a second. Honestly, so cold in our DFW studios. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. What a week ahead we have as Congress narrowly averts a long shutdown of the government. It was just a couple of hours bouncing back from last week, but there's still a lot of questions that loom. And, of course, the question of North Korea. Because of the Olympics, there's heavy conversation on that. We're going to talk about Mattis and what he says about North Korea, not driving a wedge between the South. And is there a wedge to begin with? The U.S. Defense Secretary, of course. It's been interesting to watch the maneuverings of the Olympics. We're going to jump in to the Olympics here, too, shortly, because I know a lot of you are watching. It's that whole linguistic pride thing, right? And go USA. And there are some interesting stories certainly to pass along in case you're not familiar with what happened over the last couple of days. But sadly, there was a plane crash. 71 people on board that crashed near Moscow. I was looking at some footage of that earlier. It crashed just after takeoff and killed all the people on board. They're still looking for causes. Temperatures there, of course, as you can imagine, are ridiculously very North Polish, where it's like -5 degrees Celsius where this plane went down. President Vladimir Putin, of course, does what you do, offered condolences to those who lost relatives, ordered special investigation. We do know just that the Office of Russia's Transport Prosecutor said that all the people were killed, and the transportation minister confirmed there were no survivors and that DNA tests would have to be needed to identify the dead. But TV images of the crash site showed wreckage of the plane, including at least one engine lying in the field covered with thick snow. So you can imagine again how Spartan it was there. You had helicopters maneuvering, snowmobiles, all of that. And of course the flight recorder has been found, which is always so vital as they investigate it. But I'll be descriptive here. Debris and human remains just spread over a radius of a kilometer from the crash site. And they're opening a criminal case in this incident. They listed weather as possibility, human error, technical condition. There's no distress signals from the crew. So then that leads you to believe that something nefarious could have happened. But it just went down pretty quickly, the Saratova airline jet. And they had images on state-run TV that showed relatives waiting at the airport. And they, of course, get the news and they have their heads in their hands. And pretty sad stuff, obviously. So was it a terrorist act? Was it something else that brought that plane down? We don't know. We can speculate as much as we want, but we don't know. Let's put it that way. All right, how about this? In the meantime, a couple of other quick maneuvers often on our coastline. Iran. An Iranian UAV entered Israeli airspace, and it looked like, they say, an American knockoff. So IAF Second in Command said the drone, which was similar to one that was taken in back in 2011 by Tehran, was advanced and based on Western technology. So they're trying to figure that out. The design looks something like a miniaturized B-2 bomber, largely based on an American Sentinel spy drone, which Iran claimed to have shot down in December of 2011 when it broadcast footage, and it was a huge story, of the recovered aircraft. So there's a mystery there, too. Israel said the drone infiltration was a severe and irregular violation of Israeli sovereignty and warned of other actions against unprecedented Iranian aggression. So obviously not good, as the tension just ratchets up whenever that happens. And that's exactly what is happening. There's still some fallout of Rob Porter and the fact that he's gone from the Oval Office, and he proclaimed that he was innocent and all of that. But, you know, Donald Trump tweeted out, "People's lives are being shattered and destroyed by a mere allegation. Some are true and sad and false. Some are old. Some are new. There's no recovery for someone falsely accused. Life and career are gone. There's no such thing as due process any longer." And there was just a big question mark with that. So Rob Porter fallout is real, was part of the Sunday Swirl, which I say is the talking heads on TV talking about what happened during the week coming out of mostly D.C. All right, if you ever want to throw in your two cents, you certainly can do that as we kick it around. Like I said, we're kind of scattershooting because it was a wild weekend. The Olympics, government doesn't get shut down. What happened with Porter, et cetera, the plane coming down out of the sky in the Soviet Union, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jason in Louisiana. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, brother?
I must be listening to a tape broadcast in Shreveport, Louisiana, but I thought you guys were talking about a universal basic income, and then you were talking about Rob Porter while I was holding. So don't know if I got crossed up on the number I dialed or what show I was calling.
Well, Jason, you know what the best thing is? Say hello to America, because you're listening. You know, we have a ton of listeners across the United States who are listening to you live right now. So maybe you hit the wrong button. I'm not sure. If you crisscrossed, not sure how that happened, but I guess you got the wrong show. Unless you're interested in what we're talking about, Porter, and obviously a couple of those other things mixed in between. I want to give a big shout out to Jamie Anderson, who captured the women's event, the United States and the rest of the world, when it comes to snowboarding, as they say, slope style competition. And this aired live Sunday evening in the U.S., so sorry to be the spoiler. If so, a gold medal score of 83. She was incredible in her final run, especially. So if we're looking at the tail of the tape of measuring golds, this is huge for her to take gold. Jamie Anderson is a popular athlete, and she picks up the gold medal for Team USA in this event. So good for her. It's interesting because she had some pretty stiff competition, but she, you know, basically kind of blew them all away. That's the best way to say it, because of her techniques. I think she's kind of sleek the way she is. She just goes for it. I can't believe the height that she gets, let's put it that way. So congratulations to Jamie Anderson. There's some other athletes to acknowledge as well, including in the luge, the men with a silver. One guy still probably excited, losing his voice, because it is a rare feat for Team USA to win a silver in the luge. We're talking about that and other odds and ends next here on America Tonight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad.
And we're back here on America Tonight. Slight accident in the studio. Since this is live radio, I'll tell you about it. You know, when you're at work and they say, be careful with the coffee, the coffee went all flying all over the equipment. But luckily, I pulled it up just in time. And it's one of those moments where you just grab it so quickly. I know you can all relate because you've done that, right? Where your slippery fingers, the coffee or the tea just absolutely flew out of your hand. That's exactly what just happened here on America Tonight. Peeling back the onion for you. The good news is I think this desk needed to be cleaned off the top a little bit, so it really got cleaned off. All right, so here's the bottom line. Coming up on the show, we have some great interviews for you, including Charlie McCarty, who I spent some time with, this wild rancher. You'll absolutely love, love, love him. I so enjoy talking to him. And he peels back his own layer on what happens when of red tape, what happens when you're a cattle rancher and all the government rigmarole you have to go through, and what is it actually like to be a rancher with fencing and doing what you have to do with the cattle, with the water and getting that rainwater and everything else in between. So fascinating to me. So I'm going to hopscotch in a couple of different directions. I got a couple of emails from some of you that said, I love it when you talk about politics, but I also love it when you rack into things like the Olympics. And so if I'm going to rack into it, that was the words, not my words, someone else's words. I mentioned Jamie Anderson defending her title in the Olympic women's slope-style snowboarding, surviving ridiculous conditions. It was blustery, treacherous, awful. They had to cancel a bunch of the other runs, the downhill, etc. But she was able to check in, get that, made it even better. She flew, like, incredibly high. The kind of air that she got was absolutely amazing. Here's the other thing. If we're doing the whole medal deal, the Team Canada went deep, deep, deep and got the gold big time, their fourth gold, as they took the team skate. When you know you're talking about ice pairs and ice dancing and whatnot, the United States repeated what they did at the Sochi Olympics with a bronze medal. So much work goes into that. It's crazy. So they got, Canada gets the gold medal, and boy, they were celebrating wildly once they clipped that medal. You could see they knew they had it when they were looking at times, etc. So that's pretty big. And then Red Gerard got the first gold medal for the U.S. with a win in the slope style snowboarding. So that also happened before all of that, as we just kind of cracked it open. It's going to be an interesting Olympics, I think, because there's so much more coming up with hockey, and the U.S. women are up there for a gold medal and how they play, and then what's going to happen to Team USA, because, of course, we're talking about amateurs, not the professionals that were playing before. I mentioned the Olympics in Korea. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says it's too early to tell if any of the overtures between North and South Korea during the Olympic Games are actually creating any kind of a chance whatsoever for real for peace on the Korean Peninsula as a whole. He pretty much threw out the notion Sunday that even a temporary warming of relations between North and South could drive a wedge between Seoul and Korea. When you think about how much America has invested in South Korea, I cannot imagine that they would turn tail and run. But North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's sister, who's attending the Olympics, invited South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, to visit Pyongyang. He hasn't accepted the invitation yet from Kim Yo-jong, although he has said before he'd be willing to visit if it would help end the North's pursuit of nuclear weapons and the decades of hostility and threats against the South. So will the Olympics, in a way, reduce tension? Is it going to have any traction after the Olympics are over? Is there going to be any? That he's saying we can't say right now. He was talking to reporters who were traveling with him on this trip to Europe, and he said it's up to the North, their decision to hold that recent military parade that highlighted their ballistic missiles, confusing any messages of the thawing tensions, and that's true. So they have this big military parade, but yet at the same time talk about how great it is to march into the opening ceremonies side by side, the South and the North. So what happens there? Flip the coin. I mean, it's a lot of propaganda coming out of the Olympics from that perspective. Speaking of propaganda, is it real or is it Memorex or is it ever really going to happen? How about the wall? The president is urging the wall. He's going to seek billions of dollars, we already know that, in new spending to build that wall. Improving veterans' health care and combating opioid abuse is part of that budget proposal that probably is not going to get a lot of traction from the Republicans because they have different priorities. But this is when you prospect. Talk about rising annual budget shortfalls and financial markets. So the White House released in a brief statement without any explanation that the plan would cut the federal deficit by $3 trillion over 10 years and reduce debt as a percentage of gross domestic product. So this full doc will be unveiled Monday, and it could pick up some steam. It could be ignored by some Republicans. Remember, Congress passed its own spending bill on Friday. The president signed it. So the White House document also proposes an increase in defense spending and earmarks $200 billion for the infrastructure proposal the administration plans to unveil alongside the fiscal year 2019 budget. So You know, it was a year ago that the Prez asked lawmakers to cut $3.6 trillion in federal spending over the next 10 years and talked about some deep cuts to domestic spending programs. So instead, last week, a two-year government funding deal that would boost military and non-defense spending by $300 billion over the next 2 years added more than $80 billion, by the way, in disaster relief. So there's all this emphasis on immigration enforcement, and where's that going to go? They're talking about new border and immigration officers. They're talking about hiring more than 2,700, and they're requesting $782 million to hire them, and then $2.7 billion to detain people in the country illegally. So that's a whole lot of dough on this problem that's been plaguing us forever in the tug of war that has ensued in both of those cases. And so that, you know, there you have it. In the meantime, you've got Harvey Weinstein back in the news. You think that Pandora's box, how could that get ripped open even wider? Well, the New York Attorney General's office has filed a civil rights lawsuit against Weinstein and company. You've got to picture this, folks. This was the man. This was the guy who controlled Hollywood. Stars groveled for Harvey Weinstein. They did, because why? He was the guy who had the money to make their dreams come true, to frankly, to produce all kinds of movies that cost massive amounts of money. And that's the name of the game in Hollywood, to get movies made. It's not just the script, the acting, and everything in between. It's the money. And that's why so many movies are getting made in China and other places, but especially in China, because you've got a lot of money and you've got a heavy emphasis on spending money on some of these movies. And yet, Weinstein was that guy. But now there's this 38, who would have thought 6 months ago, he wouldn't have thought it. There's a 38-page complaint that has a litany of abuses at the company by the co-founder and former CEO, Harvey Weinstein, who's accused of sexual assault and misconduct by dozens of women since last fall. So the state of New York comes days before the Weinstein Company was set to finalize the sale of its company to an investor group led by Maria Contreras-Sweet, who's the former Small Business Administration head under the Obama administration, putting the finishing touches on a $500 million acquisition, but it was halted because of this move by the Attorney General, which is wow, wow, and wow. Something you would have never thought of before. All right, hang with us. Put your feet up. I'll meet you on the other side.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Give me a home where the buffalo roam.
Really pleased to welcome to the show Charlie McCarty. He's in our virtual green room, as I like to say, and green must be his color because he's written a book called Trouble in a Green Pickup. Charlie, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Okay.
So let's talk about what Trouble in a Green... I love the title, Trouble in a Green Pickup Truck. It just makes your mind go in a couple of different directions. And I know what the book's about. People listening want to know a little bit more. So tell us the overall theme of the book.
Right. I'm trying to show that there's a whole different side of ranching that's not shown. The public doesn't know about it. You don't learn it by watching a John Wayne movie. You've got to be out there chopping ice in the winter and hauling water in the summer and reading tracks in the dust, see what's drinking water at your tanks. This is where you learn the environmental pluses that come with ranching.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about the environmental pluses. One of the things that you talk about is, look, the land belongs to the public, and we pay grazing fees to put cows there, but we also have to provide water, salt, and fencing, and that's not cheap, and that's a lot of work, isn't it?
That's right. I wrote those words, and I'm glad you read them.
And what's the hardest?
Put it in.
What's the hardest part, Charlie? That's okay. I jumped in there. What's the hardest part? Is fencing hard? I mean, how long does fencing take?
Well, most of the time, you seem to run just a little bunch of cattle. Probably right now, I keep up 60 or 70 miles of fence, and it's on rocky hillsides where. It's a lot of work to pound in a steel post. And most of them, we have to pack them horseback to get them to the job. And it's it would be real hard to summarize that book in the few minutes you've got to give it.
Yeah, you know, and that's why we want people to read the book, because you really, as you said, you wrote the book because you want people to understand what it's really like, and you go into specifics on all of it, on what it's like to be a cattle rancher, and the from the grazing fees to what we just mentioned, and how fencing and how difficult fencing is, and repairing fencing, and how much fencing you have to have, and all of that kind of stuff. And then the fact that you've got a you know, when you look at rainwater, natural water, all that kind of stuff, and people don't necessarily realize what it takes to do that. What does it take to do that? You have to bulldoze, dig, all that stuff, don't you?
Right. Yeah. When you get a rain, you want to save some water. You don't want it to just run off. So you hire a bulldozer and you dig this pit tank, and it stores the water until it all evaporates or blows away or leaks out. And then if you've got cattle there wanting a drink, that's where you come in with your hauling rig and a metal tub, and you sit in the truck seat day and night hauling water and taking care of the cows. But then you get the picture when you walk around that tank and read the tracks in the dust. You'll find that deer and elk and bear and lion and just about everything there are coming and drinking water from what you're hauling. And if you weren't there putting that little bit of water there, you just got a bear mountain.
Wow. And boy, that would be, and you've got it, that water, you've got to keep that water up. There's no doubt about that. I think everybody understands that part of it. We're talking to Charlie McCarty, and the book is called Trouble in a Green Pickup. And, you know, the word trouble is so interesting. And you talk about a meeting, and you talk about a meeting that was just such a game changer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. The purpose of the meeting had to do with making roadless designation, which leads to wilderness, which different ways of setting aside the land, they're leading toward all wilderness. One of the steps ahead of wilderness is roadless. In either case, it means no motorized equipment. So when you say no motorized equipment, you eliminate that bulldozer that dug that tank, and you eliminate that hauling rig that that holds water when the tank's dry.
We're talking with Charlie McCarty, and again, the book is called Trouble in a Green Pickup, and we're getting specific about a very public meeting and what he has to deal with as far as red tape, really, right?
Right. Okay. They had sent a busload of people from Tucson to just outshout us at this meeting, and a few days later, I saw the same faces on my TV screen. They had put this tank on the back of an old army truck, and they were out in the desert putting out little pans of water for squirrels to drink. And they had turned it around to a fundraiser and a membership drive for, oh, I don't know, it might have been Audubon Society or Sierra Club or any number of those environmental organizations. That their thrust is to get rid of the rancher and make this all wilderness. They're just not considering what they're asking for.
Yeah, and you say, too, you talk about this, which is great, so openly, and I think there's so many ranchers that can relate to it and haven't necessarily told their whole stories, but because you're so busy doing what you do. But you talk about 50 years of a life of doing this. You talk about 50 years of dealing with that red tape that we're talking about, right?
Right. Right. Starting with getting fired for trying to keep this little girl out of poison ivy.
Mm.
first job I had after high school. I was supposed to be maintaining campgrounds, supposed to be keeping them safe for campers. And this little two-year-old, real scantily dressed, she was within inches of walking out into poison ivy. And I come to find out that most people don't know enough about the outdoors to know that poison ivy causes a painful rash. And I hollered and told her mother to get her out of that poison ivy. She panicked. She didn't know. She didn't realize the danger. Thought somebody ought to put up a sign and warn them. But then when my supervisor found that sign, he fired me. He said they're supposed to accept poison ivy as a natural hazard of the outdoors if they come out here. And we can't keep an employee that clutters the forest with homemade signs. So there's just no, wow. I guess, what you've got to do to please them.
Wow. So we're talking to Charlie McCarty, and the book is called Trouble in a Green Pickup. I hope everybody picks up the book. And here's the thing. I can tell that obviously with these fights and whatnot, though, Charlie, you are passionate about what you do because that's why you've done it for 50 years. So tell us what you love about cattle ranching despite all of the hurdles that you constantly have to battle and you've had to battle your whole life.
Well, it's just a lifestyle that has been here. My family's been here since 1883. And they made a living out of the cattle business. These battles, the reductions in the number of cattle we can run have cut things down where I only have a grazing permit now for 5 head. And I still take care of them just kind of from sentimental value, but they're not going to make me anything.
Now, right.
The Forest Service is real sensitive to public opinion, and I don't know how much credit I can claim for this. But right after I wrote that book, they changed the color scheme, their whole fleet of vehicles, changed from their green, a special green, to white. I said, they're trying to hide in plain sight right now. In other words, they wanted to stand out and be seen. And I think I brought about some bad publicity, and now their total fleet is white.
Wow. I believe you've made some changes, and there's no question that you're right. I mean, they don't want to read necessarily anything that's bad publicity like today, but you're somebody who has lived this. And it's been in the family, and that's why I asked that question, since 1883. So what do you hope people come away with when they read your book, Trouble in a Green Pickup, Charlie?
I hope they see things from my point of view. That's the reason I wrote it.
So that they get a better sense of what it's truly like, and not necessarily the sanitized version that they may hear, what the red tape is like and what it's like to be a cattle rancher. And again, I'll tell everybody, pick up the book, Trouble in a Green Pickup, Charlie McCarty. He pulls no punches, you can tell by this interview. Charlie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you.
I am a wayfaring stranger.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always a pleasure to welcome with us Dawn Zier. She's the President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem, and we're going to talk about February being American Heart Month. When you think of the statistics, so scary, more than 350,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests occur in the United States. That's one of the more staggering statistics. And again, when you think of heart and you think of food and you think of all that that entails, it's interesting. And for Dawn, she's also a member of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Executive Leadership Team in Philadelphia. So Dawn, thanks so much as always for jumping on with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. And Kate, it's interesting because you mentioned the 350,000 people who have cardiac arrest, and that is a staggering number. Even more staggering and concerning is that 90% of the people that have these cardiac arrests outside of hospitals die. So that's why this topic is so very important for us to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things that's always fascinated me, Dawn, about this whole topic of cardiac arrest, heart attacks, again, February being American Heart Month, is there is something that we can all do to react positively in a situation where someone might be having a cardiac arrest or a heart attack around us, and that's CPR. And that's a big focus of what you're doing with the Go Red for Women Executive Leadership Team. So tell us what we need to know about CPR and CPR training.
First off, it's not hard to learn it. And what I find was really interesting, and let me go back a little bit, because in 10th grade, I was originally from New York. In 10th grade, each of my kids in their schools were trained. Part of their phys ed course was getting CPR training, which was fantastic. So you had a whole school of kids learning this, and even more across all of New York. And in Pennsylvania, what we're trying to do is get it in the schools as well. That's one of the initiatives of the American Heart Association in cities across the nation. And, you know, what the Heart Association did also for us, and I know they do it for a lot of companies, and I didn't realize this until I joined, again, Go Red for Women, but they will come on campus to your work location and train your employees on CPR. So last February, again, you know, Heart Month, we had the American Heart Association come in, and they trained over 100 of our staff on CPR, and we're doing it again in a couple of weeks. And, you know, it's really great, and I just think there's not widespread knowledge that they will do this. And, you know, with the staggering statistic of, you know, if you have cardiac arrest outside of the hospital, you're not going to make it. You know, learning this really, in a very real sense, can save someone's life.
Wow, no kidding. I had no idea about that either until you just said that, Dawn, and I'm sure people listening have, a lot of people have no idea either. So you say you did it once for Nutrisystem, the company, and you're doing it again. What was the reaction to the people in the company?
People liked it. I mean, we had a lot of signups. Again, you know, we trained about, I'd say, 20% of our workforce. And, you know, we're looking forward to training another, you know, 20-30% this year. So it was really great. We did it for free. And, you know, the employees really saw the value out of it.
I'm really curious, Dawn. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the CEO of Nutrisystem. She's also a member of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women executive leadership team in Philadelphia. We're talking about CPR training because it's American Heart Month. They're going to do CPR training at Nutrisystem. They did it last year. And you were just saying that your kids were trained in school in 10th grade to do CPR. I guess it's kind of an obvious question, but why wouldn't we do this in schools all across the country?
You know, it requires kits and things like that. So I think part of it is funding. You know, the schools have to fund it, or the states actually have to fund it. And so important, and I was so grateful that they learned how to do it. And, you know, they say you should be recertified on CPR training, you know, every so often. And quite honestly, my kids haven't been, but I'm pretty confident that, you know, with the background that they received in an emergency situation, they'd be able to jump in and help. And, you know, we also say, you know, one of the questions is, if you're not trained, should you try to do it? And that's a little bit of a dilemma. So I'm glad that they at least have the training behind them.
Yeah, so that's the follow-up question that I'm sure a lot of people don't know. I wouldn't know the answer to that either. If you're not trained in CPR, should you still perform it? And if you're in that situation, Dawn, because you've learned so much about it, are there any tricks that you can use to help with that?
Yeah, I would say try to perform it. You know, we've all seen it a million times on TV, and, you know, I think anybody can just Google it online and get a quick, you know, idea as to how to do it, even though if you're not officially trained. I always encourage formal training, but, you know, again, given the odds of the individual not surviving if you do nothing, I would say try to do it. And there's this little tip I learned from the American Heart Association that I thought was very great, because, you know, I didn't understand initially how many compressions you should do on the chest a minute. And it's a whopping 100 to 120 compressions per minute. So that's a lot more than I thought. You know, I think I'd be, you know, maybe getting 30 in if I was doing it at what I thought was a normal pace. But you're doing this fast. And the tip that they gave us was think of the song Staying Alive. So do you remember that movie in the 80s,
yes.
The Bee Gees, John Travolta, you know, all that. Think of that song and think of the beat of that song, and that's a perfect match for doing CPR.
This is almost like
kinda
a
cool,
curse.
Right?
This is almost like a curse now, because I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about that song.
Exactly.
It's going to be in your head all day.
Well, exactly. But you know what's interesting is, and I'm kind of saying this in jest, but I think there might be something to it. Given the number of compressions you need to do per minute to really be effective, someone could actually create a workout routine around this so that you would do this as part of your workout, and in a sense be training yourself so that you'd be ready to react in a time where someone was having cardiac arrest.
That's a very cool idea. I never thought of that. I like that. That's you might want to market that, Greg. It's a really good idea.
Well, I don't have the marketing chops that you at Nutrisystem do, but I'm
I market it,
you know,
thank you.
I'll take credit for it. it though, what would they call? See, you can see what a bad marketer is. I'm already trying to figure out how I would get paid. But you know, if you want to license it from me, I'm all for it. But in all seriousness, you know, it's American Heart Month. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the CEO of Nutrisystem. They're doing CPR training there at Nutrisystem. One of my questions is, and you'll even notice, anyone listening probably noticed in the beginning of this interview, I was hedging a little bit because I kept referring to cardiac arrest and heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fudging because I'm actually not sure if they're the same thing or not. And I'm wondering if you can help us understand if they're the same thing or not.
Yeah, that's a really great question, and they are not the same thing. So what cardiac arrest is, it's when the heart malfunctions and stops beating unexpectedly, where a heart attack occurs when blood flow to the heart is blocked. The cardiac arrest is actually much more urgent because seconds after cardiac arrest, the person generally becomes unresponsive and death can occur very quickly. Heart attacks also very seriously, obviously, but there is a different where cardiac arrest is, you know, you become unresponsive pretty much right away.
Wow. That's a great question, Greg, because I don't know that a lot of people understand that. Did you know that, Dawn, before this? Before your
involvement? I did not. You know, this is, it's very eye-opening. And I think, you know, we've talked, you know, the other thing is that we historically have thought about, you know, heart disease as a men's disease or heart attacks and things like that. But really, you know, it is a women's disease as well. You know,
yeah,
it's a huge killer of both genders.
Yeah, and speaking of women, it couldn't even be bigger. I love this, and it's gotten so big. I mentioned this at the top, that you're a member of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women executive leadership team in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. How'd you get involved with that?
You know, given Nutrisystem is a weight loss company, we all know that, and that, you know, heart disease and diabetes are two diseases that are very closely associated with people who have weight problems, you know, with a natural connection for us to get involved. And one of the things that we like to do is give back to our local community, which I think a lot of companies like to do. And I was asked to get involved and to actually be chair of the Go Red for Women last year in Philadelphia. And I did that. It was, you know, I always find that when you get involved in these things, it's sure it's a lot of work, but what you get back in spades. Just the wonderful people I got to meet, you know, the reward of being involved in such an initiative. And we were actually able to raise, it was the best year ever for, you know, Philadelphia for the campaign, and we raised over $15 million and we were number one in the country. So, you know, I was proud of that as chair. And this year, you know, I'm still on the leadership team and we're having another great year, which is great. And this is not just in Philly. This happens all across the nation. So I think, a really important thing, because I mentioned the training that the Heart Association did at our offices, but they train more than 12 million people in CPR annually.
Mm.
So I think if people are interested, they should call their local chapter and see how that can be orchestrated, because it's a great service to not only the employees, but to the employees' families, friends, to strangers at restaurants. You know, the more people that are trained in this, the more lives we can save.
Yeah, boy, perfect place to end this. Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.